episode number 81, Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Live to tape, but there is no tape, from the heart of Gastown, at Being Around the World, drinking a fine Daiquiri Amber Ale, we're going to discuss transitions and travel.
That's right. Things change. The more things change, the more they stay the same, something like that. The only thing constant
plus
is change.
Plus ça change, plus la même chose. I think Berlin is a fantastic city for you to do part of your sabbatical in.
And
Dale,
you're saying that because you just recently got back from there.
I did. The Turkish food is affordable. Forget about German food. Forget about Vietnamese food, of which you got a lot. There's a surprising amount of Vietnamese food. I don't think it's as good in Berlin as it is here. The Turkish food is top-notch at every price level.
The owner of Bauhaus, do you know who that is?
He's a German.
Uwe Boll. Categorized as the worst filmmaker in the world for his stuff.
I'm not interested in Bauhaus. I'm not.
I was surprised that Uwe Boll was the one that running it.
I've eaten at a lot of high-end German restaurants when I lived in Germany, and that is where I will continue to eat high-end German food, in Germany, or Austria or Switzerland. I am not going to eat it here unless the price is half the price it is at Bauhaus.
I can tell you that Uwe Boll does not care.
I know he doesn't care about me, and I don't care about him. It's fine. It's cool, and we'd probably laugh about it if we met. Yeah, we'd probably speak about it in German.
I only bring that
Auf
up.
Deutsch.
I only bring that up because of the Berlin food connection.
You can get really cheap apartments. There's nice hostels, I hear, cheap hotels. So I just, if I was to lobby, and not knowing your budget and your time frame for your so-called sabbatical, I would say 10 weeks in Berlin.
Dale's hiatus, week one. This is week one.
It's week one. So why do you plan on spending 3 to 10 weeks in Berlin? Don't go to London. Too expensive. Don't go to Paris. Too expensive.
I've been to London and Paris. I have not been to Berlin.
By all means, go there. I love both those places. But, I mean, in terms of a low-budget sabbatical, in a place where they speak English and German, in an international city where there's lots of things to do, walks, bicycle rides, Turkish food, plenty of cuisines, but the Turkish food is the best, and the German food is the best.
I think the history more than anything else.
100 museums, Dale, of which at least 2 dozen are great.
And it is practically a gateway between the old East and West.
You can go to Poland on a bus tour, on a train trip, easy.
If that distinguishment is even distinguishment definition is even still
valid.
You can
go to the Baltic states. I'm sure once you get there, there's a whole bunch of sort of cheaper country possibilities. You could even go to Croatia, which I hear is cheap, or the former former states of the Yugoslavian Confederation. Any of those places are nice. Now that the war is over, are relatively affordable, even by Berlin standards, cheaper than Berlin, and full of culture, beautiful buildings. And especially in the summer, which is basically now, you have lots of great sunny days.
Okay, travelers. Any travelers listening, if you have suggestions,
Joseph Planta,
send them
Richard
in.
Erickson, and Anthony Hughes.
So we will still be doing the occasional over 40 as schedules permit.
But probably not.
Not weekly.
Every week, unfortunately. It's been a month.
It's been a month. Yeah, you have been a busy puppy.
I have. I've been working on work and traveling. And, yeah, it's been crazy. Cross-country skiing season is over, which is sad. One of the best seasons in my 20 years here. When they closed, they had 2.5 meters of snow. Which, and again, I think we've discussed this before, they closed because of lack of interest not because of lack of snow. Typically, that's what happens. 2.5 meters of snow. You don't need that much snow to cross-country ski. You need like 500 centimeters.
Am I correct?
Sorry.
Did you think that you were doing your
50 centimeters or 30?
Did you think you were doing your last cross-country ski like 3 different times?
Yes, I wasn't sure. Yeah. Yes, my last cross-country ski was Easter Sunday. Their last open day was Monday. So this Monday, I guess. Is that this Monday or is it last Monday?
That would have been... Last Monday.
Yeah.
Three days ago.
Yeah. and it was raining. Otherwise, I would have skipped out of work and gone. No, I seriously would have. It was raining up there, and it wasn't snowing up there. If it was snowing up there, I would have gone.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, awesome, awesome year. Awesome year for snowshoeing. Awesome year for downhill skiing. I would not be surprised if one or more of Cypress, Krause, or Seymour downhill opens on July 1st just for the fun of it, as they've done a handful of times in the 20 years I've been here when they have enough snow. And the other thing about Cypress in particular is they can store snow and they can make snow. Even now. Well, when the temperature is below 10 up there, apparently.
It has been cool. It has definitely been cool.
Yeah.
So far this spring.
So, Dale, have you thought about traveling? Or are you just going to spend some downtime before even thinking about it? And that's fair, obviously.
I spent the weekend seriously thinking about schedules and what I wanted to do and getting, like, tangible. And I definitely do want to do some traveling. Even if it's only up to Quesnel to visit my
folks,
I will go someplace. But Berlin, you have sold me on Berlin.
Berlin is amazing.
I don't know that I was sold on just Berlin, but the thought of going there and then using that as a base maybe to...
Poland.
To scope out some of the surrounding kind of
basically
area.
Basically any of
cool.
the Eastern European countries, especially the ones that you heard about through World War II, like Poland. and Yugoslavia and the ex-Yugoslavian states. The Baltics, so Lithuania... Estonia, even Sweden, Denmark, Baltics and the Nordics. Those places are expensive, but you could definitely do a splurge of a weekend.
I even just checking out some places.
Baltics are not expensive, but...
Some places in Germany.
Scandinavian are expensive. Hamburg's a nice city, especially in the summer.
I know. I love some of the old... Like, Heidelberg, I whistled through Heidelberg on my bus tour.
That's far south.
Yeah, but no, just the... like, the older cities always fascinate me, the different places I've been. So I know they have a few
have
of
Have you
those
been to Munich? You should go to Munich.
I have been through Munich. Yeah. I have drank in the German beer house with the Fraus and the 1 liter.
Have you been to Andex outside of Munich? My favorite beer
not.
Hall in the world.
I have not.
My favorite brewery run by monks for hundreds of years in the world.
It's
not really a brewery.
I also discovered you can get bad beer in Germany, just
you
like everywhere else.
You can get bad everything everywhere. Unfortunately, capitalism sucks.
I was so surprised. Yeah. Beer bowling alleys in Germany don't necessarily sell good beer.
The train station has better beer than a bowling alley. Pretty much 100% sure of that.
I won't argue that.
Okay. And you know, I just thought of Berlin for you because it's easy. Like... People don't mind if you speak English, even though it's in Germany. There are a lot of Canadians and Americans and British, but there's a lot of Germans, too. It's not like you will never run into a German. Which, if for example, if you live in Hampstead in London, you would be hard-pressed to run into a British person or a Londoner. Right? It's mostly foreigners. And... But on the other hand, you do have British heritage, or Irish, or both.
I've done that. If I was going to go to the British Isles, it would be Scotland.
And I think
I haven't done Scotland
you
yet.
Should go to Scotland. It's expensive, but I think there are great hostels and great B&Bs. Great B&Bs, for sure. The great thing about London, as it is today, pre-Brexit, is its amazing diversity. And its amazing cosmopolitanism. I think that's going to be gone. I think it's going to turn inward. And I think it's inevitable. There's really, what can you do about that when you withdraw from the cosmopolitan base of the European Union? Like, there really is no...
I'm going to wait for
45
the British
seconds.
Pound to really tank before I go back to
I
London.
Think you should. Yeah, maybe that. You know, wait 6 months. If Theresa May wins this election and does the hard Brexit, why not?
Yeah.
You know, or if you're in Berlin at that time, just head over on a ferry or take the shuttle. All right, signing off from Revolver and Anthony Hughes, Joseph Planta, Richard Erickson.
Where's Waldo?
Dale do for his sabbatical.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, Jules.